first year has definitely been a journey, and very, very, very different than I expected, and better than I expected. Completely different challenges than I expected, and points of growth that I didn't anticipate, and everything about it is better than I thought. One of the things that I thought was going to be really a challenge for me would be the people. Like, I thought I would be somewhat isolated. I thought other people in medical school were going to be on the war path, you know, that we would all be really type A, super motivated people, you know, fighting for sort of in the same vein as the way people fight to get into medical school. And I found totally the opposite, that I'm surrounded by the most beautiful group of people I've ever had around me, that people who are truly, completely devoted to becoming healers in every sense of the word. And right now it feels like everyone around me is just hungry to acquire the knowledge that will need to do that effectively, but at the same time also like nurturing their soul and growing as a person along the way. And that I didn't think that that was part of medical school training. I didn't understand that part of the journey was going to be so nurtured as well. And that's been beautiful and such a wonderful, wonderful revelation. We have this really beautiful class on Monday nights, or I guess Monday afternoon. It's called Patient Doctor. And our school, I think, isn't totally unique. I think a lot of schools do this, where they have us start working with patients right from the get-go. And I think partly so you never lose track of why you're doing this. It's about people, and it's about helping people. And we usually interview patients together. One of us will give the interview, and someone else will be there watching. And our first day, that was so scary to me. Like, more scary than interviewing the patient was having my colleagues sitting behind me, you know, watching me and thinking about how I'm going to do this and envisioning me as a doctor and that kind of thing. And now my favorite part of the interview is I have a teammate sitting right there behind me who is helping me, who's giving me moral support, who can talk to me about this afterwards and help me process and help me understand about what's going on and help me be better at what I'm doing. And, you know, we've seen some really, really complicated people together and people going through these profound moments in their life. And to have someone sitting behind me that I trust and love, who afterwards I can go debrief with for 30 minutes about, like, wow, what did we just see? And how would we eventually be able to take care of someone like that? Like, what just happened? And not just the medicine of how they ended up here, but how did they end up here? And what would we do to help them? That has been just such a tremendous shift for me. And that's the nurturing part, where it's not just about, you know, figuring out what's going on, but how are we going to be part of a community that can take this on in every single way, in an emotional way, in a spiritual way, in a scientific way, in a medical way. How can we care for people? It gives you this sort of holistic sense that you're not alone, that it is so hard to, like, the body is so complicated, and that's one of the first things I learned in medical school, is it's so complicated. There's so much to learn, but also that you're not alone in trying to help other people and to solve the problems you can and to sort support people as you know, problems are unfolding and as there's so much uncertainty, and that's just been great. And it's really, you know, amazing too. We'll sit down with patients and I'm always shocked by how forthcoming patients are, just divulging these really personal, beautiful things about their life. And that's so incredible. It's like from day one, you feel like a doctor in the most profound sense, that you've already sort of transitioned into this different world where it's okay for a perfect stranger to tell you these personal things about themselves. Like, my first patient interview was a man who had OD'd on heroin. And, you know, and he was telling us about how he was at the bottom. Like, he had thrown away his entire life because of heroin, and he was so embarrassed to be there and so thankful to all the people helping him, but felt so unworthy of all the help that he was getting. And that was just, like, such a profound, profound moment, you know, to have someone share something so deeply personal with me who had just, you know, walked in, you know, on med school day two, you know? That's just been so beautiful, too, just getting to relate to people like that. When I walked in, I thought I knew how to study. I thought I was on the older end of things. I'm 27 now. I thought if I had figured out anything, it was how to study. I thought I had learned that I was very independent and very organized and very strong, and that what I needed was time and to be left alone to go home and learn the things I needed to learn. That if I had a set amount of time with my books and set goals, that I could achieve them. And I've learned that I can't do it alone. Like, that I don't, it just doesn't work for me. Or, like, maybe it could work, but it is so much better, so much more productive, so much more nurturing, so much more healing, so much more real to go learn with other people. And I stay at school now every day, and one of the things that's beautiful about my school, and I'm sure it is about so many different schools, but I don't even care who's with me. Like, you know, three or four of my friends will come wander down to my table, and we'll work through problems together, and we'll talk them out, and we're all learning together and bouncing off ideas and just trying to figure out how things work. And that, to me, is just so awesome, that it's not just about, you know, it's not like you check out a book from a library and you can learn this. This is about, like, trying to understand how these so many complicated factors fit together. And you need so many different people looking at it from different angles to give you, like, a larger picture of how it could fit together. I just found that, you know, if you try to do this on your own, you will get lost. Like, you will get lost. You can't do it. You can't keep perspective of the forest and the trees, because we're responsible for both right now, if you're trying to do it alone. And also that it's just so much more fun and inspiring to have all these incredibly intelligent, kind, well-meaning people around you. And you know, what our work looks like right now, which is just so awesome. I'm in my favorite class I've ever taken, physiology, where we get these cases about people, and they're people, and they're our patients, and they don't know it, you know, and their case is already resolved, but for us, it's still real, and so we're sitting down trying to figure out how to take care of Mr. Green, and what we're going to do for Mr. Green next, and we're trying to make sure we understand the situation so that we can take care of Mr. Green, and, you know, we go to sleep thinking about Mr. Green, and if, like, what we would have done for Mr. Green makes sense, and if we understand everything about what's going on, or what did we miss about him. And, you know, if the intervention they did really makes sense, and why does it make sense, and what could we have done instead, and how has medicine changed since they wrote this case, and how could it still change to, you know, care for him better? And that's really, really awesome. No matter who you think you are, like, you need a team. And I didn't know that. I've also learned, I thought the most challenging part of medical school would be the, you know, just putting in knowledge, and that it would be, you know, you'd be limited by time, and you'd just be putting in the set amount of knowledge. I didn't realize that on top of it, there is this, you know, really big moral and spiritual journey you're going through about, you know, slowly taking responsibility for other people, that, you know, it's always in the back of our minds that one day we're going to be the ones making these calls, for people. And sometimes that's exhausting. Like, we've all talked about today, you know, we were working with this case and became so invested in it all through Thursday night and took an exam on it Friday, and we were all up on Thursday night, you know, thinking about this case and thinking about this patient and what we would do for him. And we were all talking about how Saturday morning we woke up and we felt like we were hungover just from, like, you know, caring so much about this case and being so totally invested in it. And that is, and even, you know, beyond the case, being so invested in trying to gain this training that's going to allow us to care for other people, that one of the biggest challenges is just being emotionally and spiritually exhausted. Like, not even just, like, physically putting in the hours of studying, but just, like, it's so much of yourself every day. And that's been something I've been learning about, and I'm still on a journey about, you know, like, it's so important to have, like, healthy food and to get enough sleep and to go to yoga and do all those things, because you're challenged in ways I just didn't anticipate to be challenged. And we saw that, you know, that was really profound in anatomy as well. The last time we talked, too, I mentioned that, you know, during anatomy, at 9:30 at night, I was exhausted. And I think it's because, you have this monologue in the back of your head, you know, the subconscious monologue of how intense it is that you just had your hands inside somebody else, you know, or that you have to think about, you know, mortality, or that, you know, our teachers are sharing patients with us that they lost. Like, these are their patients that died. And, you know, we see, you know, all of most of our donors were older and had these different interventions. And so we saw these valiant efforts that our teachers had made to prolong their life. And here they are on the table with us. And, you know, we saw the catheters that they put in. We saw the coronary bypass. You know, we saw the gallbladder that came out. And now here they are. And that was pretty powerful, too, to see, you know, the trauma surgeons come in and see, you know, the person they took the gallbladder out on, and this, you know, and they're not here anymore. As much as you're learning so much about science, you're learning so much about life and about being a person and about working with other people and about being humbled by the whole process as well. Our preceptors and all of our administrators have made such a huge point about the fact that we're all embracing and taking responsibility for the imperfections in the medical care system, and they are investing in us profoundly so that we can help make things better. And just like one way that they do that is, you know, when doctors do a patient write-up, there's a formula, there's a, you know, chief complaint, there's a history of present illness, there's a past medical history, there's, you know, social history, and there's a family history. We've added new components, and I'm sure lots of people do this too, but we've added patient as a person is a normal component of our write-up, and then a reflection is a normal component of every single write-up we do. And it's the most important part of our write-up that we turn in, and, you know, talking about the things that didn't get talked about, and, you know, talking about the unspoken cues and the challenges for us and the challenges for the patient that don't fit into this template that's been given to us. And I think that's just one of a million examples where, you know, things are changing. Like, the generation of doctors before us have, you know, totally emotionally embraced, you know, they came into medicine because they wanted to be healers and are also frustrated that the system has failed so many people and are doing everything they can to change the system. And part of that is so passionately investing in us so that we can help to change things as well. And also having faith in us that we will bring a new perspective that will help to do that. And I hope that, you know, we're all worthy of that sort of optimism, but looking at my colleagues, I think we are. Like, I think we're going to see a huge change in what medicine looks like in the next 10 years.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.